This is our morning Bible study. We've been studying the Psalms. We started out with an overview, then we went to the Messianic Psalms, learning about what the Psalms had to say about the Messiah. Then last week we talked about the Hallelujah Psalms, which are Psalms of praise. And today I have our PowerPoint presentation. I'm going to give a brief overview of what we talked about last week. And then today we're going to have some practical application. You see, Psalms is all about praising God. It's all about expressing oneself to God. What you're feeling, what you're thinking, in a respectful and worshipful way to the Lord. And it connects. It connects with us to this very day. And today, we'll go through that in different ways. So, last week what we talked about, and I'm going to press different buttons until it works. There it is. Last week what we talked about was Psalms 150. We jumped off. Remember that Hallelujah Psalms really are referred to between 145 and 150. And I listed a selection of psalms that are praise psalms. Does anyone remember what hallelujah means? Praise Jehovah. Praise the Lord. Praise Yahweh. I'll be happy to send this psalm to the PowerPoint presentation to anyone that would like, so you don't have to feverishly write right now. How's that? Okay? And we can just move on. I won't have to wait. How's that? All right. Sounds like a plan. All right. On the next slide, what I wanted to show you is that in Psalms 150, it was mentioning the different instruments of praise. Talked about the sounding of the trumpet, praise Him with harp and lyre, praise Him with tambourine and dancing, praise Him with the strings and flute, praise Him with the clash of cymbals, praise Him with resounding cymbals. And this is a shofar. A shofar. That's right. It's a ram's horn. It's not spelled like shofar, okay, but that's how it is pronounced. And it makes an interesting noise. I haven't actually heard one, but I've seen them at weddings. We went through some pictures here of the lyre. This actually was from a relief that was found in one of the cities that the Israelites had been taken captive in. And these were a picture of an Israelite that was playing the lyre in captivity. These are tambourines that are typically used in the Middle East. And so I just wanted to go through these and show you what they look like. Sometimes they can even be as small as on the fingers. Sometimes they don't even have the metal part to it. Sometimes they're just little drums that people are beating with their hands. This is the flute. And this is a symbol. This is an actual symbol that was found, a Greek symbol. And what they had is a metal ring that you'd slide over your finger and you'd just be banging them together. And they did make a resounding noise. And that actually was dug up somewhere from what I understand. So, then we went through an example of a psalm and a kind of a form that some of the psalms follow. There is kind of a structure to the psalms. And in this psalm, in Psalm 34, the structure was David proclaimed his intention to praise Yahweh. Then David reports, and he really calls other people to praise with him. And then he calls others to, he reports his deliverance. And then he offers descriptive praise to Yahweh. In other words, what that means is, here's the reasons why we ought to praise God. And then he proceeds to instruct others in why they should fear God. Then there's a list of individual praise psalms. And in this, there's a call to praise. Typically starts with hallelujah. And then, what is the cause for the praise? In other words, what's God all about? Why is He great? What has He done for me? What has He done for us? And then a conclusion, like calling everyone to join you in praise, and a summary of why we should. So that was last week. And this week we need to move on. So, I assigned some homework last week. Does anyone remember what that homework was? It was to write your own psalm. It was to write your own psalm of praise to the Lord. How'd that go? For me, it was very difficult. I felt like I had to make it rhyme. You don't. If you got to make it rhyme, forget about it. It isn't going to happen for me. The other thing is that it's very difficult for me to express my thoughts and words sometimes. And the action of doing that made me concentrate on what I was trying to say to God. And I don't know about you, but I get emotional when I do that. And I hope Roxanne didn't tell me, but I could tell she was doing her homework. I wasn't even in the same room, and I just heard crying. I mean, seriously. When you're connecting with what you're feeling deep in here, that you want to talk to God, it's very hard. And I want to thank each of you that sent me your examples. I'm going to read some of these. I'm not going to mention anyone's names because I don't want them to be embarrassed. And I think they did an awesome job. Amen. They really did. If you would like yours to be shared, just hand it to me. I'll read it. But we're going to read a few of these. Keep your own. I want you to use these in your worship and your relationship with God on a personal level. And do this on a more regular basis, because this is what connects us with praise. This is what connects us with taking our emotions to the Lord in an appropriate and respectful way. It ties in with your prayer life. Many people take these things and they literally put it to music for themselves, as we will see today. So, I'm going to read a few. I think this was titled Psalm 151. By the way, this is not scripture that we're reading, okay? The psalmists were inspired. They had the Holy Spirit. They were speaking as brought along by the Lord. That's why their prophecies came fulfilled, which we saw in the Messianic Scriptures. What we're reading is how people are praising the Lord and connecting with God. Okay? Before the sun rises in the sky, give praise to the Lord God Almighty. Before the dew of heaven returns from whence it came, seek His wisdom and righteousness. As the stars fade from the dawn's horizon, see to it that His will be done. As this day's race begins anew, guide our hearts and actions to battle evil. Strengthen the resolve of Your people and forgive the limits of our faith. Your unfailing love and compassion await those who call on Your name. As I see the number of my days coming to a close, may I serve You with a steadfast devotion that rivals Caleb and Joshua. Only let eternity in heaven with You be my reward. There's talent here, isn't it? I'm telling you. I'm reading these, and at home I'm going, oh, man. Very hard not to get emotional when you read these, because these are your brothers and sisters. This is entitled, My First Psalm. Give thanks to the Lord. Praise Him, all who are lonely and unloved. Praise His name, all who have been betrayed and forsaken by man. Look to the heavens and give praise to the God who walks with the lonely and gives His Son to the unloved. Bow down and give thanks to the Lord, who has compassion on the forsaken and the betrayed, for He has walked that path before you. My Lord, I give you thanks. In times of loneliness, you gave me family and friends to lean on. Like Job, when I lost my extended family, you extended my family in Christ. Oh Lord, you are my help. When my income decreased, your blessings increased. When man failed me, you faithfully fed my family, clothed us, and gave us shelter. You have sustained us through frightening times. My boundary lines have fallen in pleasant places. Heavenly Father, you are my hope. You give me hope for the future of my child through the gift of education and your word. Almighty God, I declare your wonders. Through difficult times, you have given me a testimony to share that I might make known your unfailing love. I sing praises to you, O God. I lift up your name, Lord Jesus. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't know if I can do all this. All right, well, let's change it up. Praise the Lord. Let the brothers shout, praise the Lord. Let the sisters say, amen. Let the children answer, Hosanna, Hosanna. If they keep quiet, the stones will cry out, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Clap your hands, dance with your feet, sing with joy, make music to the Lord. Who is like our God? Who loves us like He does? He is the one who forgives our sins. We call Him Abba. The Lord has granted us salvation. Holy is His name. Glory, praise Jehovah. You are my Lord and Master. Praise to you. Praise to you for the wonderful things you provide for me. Praise to you for the things you take away from me. Praise to you for the things you wait to bestow on me. Your name is above all. Your wisdom and mercy outshines the sun you created. Your forgiveness and love last longer than eternity. Your love and kindness are deeper than the oceans. You are my Lord. You have shown your love for me in so many ways. You have answered my prayers and given me the desires of my heart. You have given me a beautiful wife of noble character, children that respect me and are a joy to my life. You have given me a home in a country like none other in the world. You are graciously patient with me as I struggle with sin and do not take my life so that I might repent. You keep no record of wrong and have white garments waiting for me in heaven. I long to be with you in heaven, singing praises to your name. Praise to you, my Jehovah. Praise to you forever. Mighty Counselor, my Redeemer, the Alpha and Omega, my Burden Bearer, or simply my God. Hallelujah! For you deserve the highest praise. The Lord of my soul you did raise. I am filthy and wretched before your sight, but you, my God, have restored me into your marvelous light. Lord, you have been my dwelling place. Master, I am thankful for your saving grace. Oh, how I long to be with you, for I have sought your word and found it to be true. I will praise your name now and forevermore. You are my joy and peace to the very depths of my core. You have given me these children to raise and your word to help them understand. But when I get weary, give me strength and wisdom to commit them into your hand. Father, if I should slip along the way, help me to hold to your teachings and promises, for they carry me from day to day. Amen. Awesome job, guys. You see what can come out of your heart when you consider the Lord and you think of what He's been doing in your life and what He means to you. It's very emotional. Turn to Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights above. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures, and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do His bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for His people a horn, the praise of all His saints of Israel. The people close to His heart praise the Lord. I would like everyone to stand. If you have a songbook, let's turn it to page 433. Peter's going to help me out here.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. From the heavens, praise His name. Praise Jehovah in the highest, all His angels praise proclaim, all His hosts together praise Him, stars, moon, and stars on high. Praise the name, ye heaven of heavens, and ye floods above the sky.
Let them praise
His gift, Jehovah, for His name alone is high. And His glory is exalted. And His glory is exalted. And His glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. Let them praises give Jehovah. They were made at His command. Them forever He established. His decree shall ever stand. From the earth, oh, praise Jehovah. All ye floods, ye dragons all. fire and hail and snow and vapors, stormy winds that hear him call. Let them praises give Jehovah, for his name alone is high. And his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. All ye fruitful trees and cedars, all ye hills and mountains high, creeping things and beasts and cattle, birds that in the heavens fly. Kings of earth and all ye people, princes, great earth, judges all. Praise his name, young men and maidens, aged men and children small. Let them praises give Jehovah, for his name alone is high. And his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky.
Thank you, Peter. Have a seat. What often happens is that people read Psalms and it moves them to take that psalm and make a song out of it. And I don't know if you've made the connection when we worship, but we sing psalms all the time. This song was written way back in 1899 by William Kirkpatrick. People have been doing this for centuries. You can go through and see a psalm and all kinds of different music changes from century to century, taking the words of a psalm and updating it, trying to make it relevant to us in our worship. And that's why it's very important when we worship that we come at it from all different ways, with contemporary music, with praise music, with a cappella music, like we just did, because it all reaches us in different ways, and we all have different cultures. It's very interesting. When I was researching this and went online, you can find tens of thousands of individual performances of Psalms. It is truly amazing. I listened to a German doing a Psalm 23. In German. I heard a rabbi do Psalm 23 in Hebrew. I heard a Mongolian pastor do it in Mongolian, playing a harp that was made from a horse head. That was freaky, but I got to tell you. The idea here is that Psalms relates to everyone. God knows our hearts. He knows how we were made. And when we reach out to Him with our minds and our emotion together, we connect. Every culture, everyone can take the Psalms and bring it into their minds and hearts. And then at the same time, you can take what you're feeling and you can write that emotion and praise God with it. And I want to encourage you to do so. Turn to Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom He loved, Selah. God has ascended amid shouts of joy. The Lord amid sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to Him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on His holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham, for the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. What we're going to do now is Larry is going to play a video for us, which is this psalm put to music. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Does this sound familiar? Did you know that the devil quoted this to Jesus? In the temptation. Very interesting. It's supposed to be a psalm of our reliance on God, that He is going to take care of us. And that's certainly what Jesus was doing. We're going to play one last song here. And then after that song is finished, this class will be dismissed. I want to tell you, next week we'll be looking at the Psalms of God's qualities. What the psalm talks about the qualities of God, and we'll be looking at the different qualities of God. So let's look at Psalms 91 put to a different kind of music.